Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah.
How many of us desire the presence of God in our lives? Let me see your hands. Come on, wave to Jesus. Wave to Jesus. You want the glory of God to descend on your life? Wave to Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we ask that as we worship you, you descend and give us your power.
Let me walk in you.
that God's plan for us are of good and not of evil, to bring us to life. Servant in God's vineyard.
Habakkuk 2:3. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, and at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarries, my brother, wait for it, because surely, and surely it will come.
As long as the earth remains, season comes, season goes, winter, summer, day and night, the blessings of the Lord. As long as the earth remains.
Magic Conference Code. Welcome to Free Conference Call. Conference has not started. We will now connect you to your call. You are the first attendee in this conference. Your host has joined. Conference muted.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his seed, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministry. We bless each and every one of you this morning in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. Abba Father, our God, we bless you. We thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We magnify your name, O Almighty God. Your name is worthy of praise. Your name is worthy of glory. Your name is worthy of honor. We bless your name. We praise your name. We worship you. We adore you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. We say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We adore you, O God. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Thank you, Abba Father. We praise you, Abba Father. We worship you, Abba Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Awesome. You are great. There's no one greater than you. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just want to say thank you, praise you, we adore you, we worship you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness. We bless your name. Praise your name. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. How great is our God. How awesome is our God. How mighty is our God. Hallelujah. Awesome God. Mighty God, hallelujah, we praise you, we worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We adore you, O God. Gloria masanderia kurumasederia kurumasen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ramosuderia karamasanderia kum. Gloria sanderia kurumasederia kum. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We praise you, O God. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Hallelujah. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. We need you every second. We need you every moment. We need you every hour. We need you. We need you. We need you. Almighty God, we need you. And Lord, we just want to say thank you in advance. And thank you because, Lord, all your promises are yes. And all your promises are amen. So we bless your name. Praise your name. We worship you, O God, in the beauty of your holiness. We say thank you, Jesus. Lord, you watch over us as we slept through the night. You woke us up this morning, O God. And we want to say thank you. We want to praise you. Worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for our children. Thank you for our grandchildren, O God. Thank you for our siblings. Thank you for our nieces and our nephews. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We praise your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise your name. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we come to thy throne of grace. Oh, Father God, and we ask for mercy. Have mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. And Lord, we cry out for mercy. Your mercy anew every morning. Have mercy, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, we bless your name. We praise you, Almighty God. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Lord, have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy upon our siblings. Have mercy upon our nieces and our nephews. Lord, have mercy. Mercy upon Al. Mercy upon Ricky. Mercy upon Crystal. Lord, mercy upon Tina. Mercy, oh God, upon our grandchildren. Mercy upon Mandekai. Mercy, oh God, mercy upon CJ. Mercy, oh God, in the name of Jesus, upon Kamari. Mercy, oh God, upon Ricky. Mercy upon Makari. Mercy upon Shay. Lord, have mercy upon Donovan and Mimi, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, mercy upon my daughter, Crystal. Mercy upon her children. Mercy upon Christian Michael. Mercy upon Zechariah. Mercy upon Joshua. Mercy, oh God, upon my husband. Mercy upon me. Mercy upon everyone under the sound of my voice, the intercessors. Have mercy upon us, oh God, and forgive us of all our sins. Cleanse us, O God, from all unrighteousness. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew our right and a steadfast spirit within us in the name of Jesus. O God, mercy. Mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Mercy upon us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Mercy, O God. Hallelujah, mercy. Have mercy, have mercy. In the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus sanctify us. O God, have mercy, O God. Hallelujah, mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning, O God. In the name of Jesus, we pray the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us, O God. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. O God, let the blood speak for us, O God. In the name of Jesus, we soak this environment in the blood of Jesus. O God, let the blood speak for us, O God, in the name of Jesus. O God, let the blood speak for us, O God. In the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let the blood speak for us, O God. In the name of Jesus, the blood that gives us strength from day to day. Let the blood speak for us, O God. The blood of Jesus, O God. The blood of Jesus, O God. The blood of Jesus, O God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we soak every cell. We soak every tissue. We soak every organ, every system in our bodies. In the precious blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for your precious blood. We thank you for your redeeming blood, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of life. We put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Father God, we put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We ask you, O God, to be a wall of fire around us and a glory within us in the name of Jesus. Be a wall of fire around each and every one of us, O God, and the glory within us in the name of Jesus. Be a wall of fire around us, O God, and the glory within us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, O God. We give you the glory. We give you the honor, O God. Hallelujah. You are worthy, O God, of praise. You are worthy, O God, of glory and honor, O God. Father, this morning we pray for fresh oil. We pray for fresh anointing, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, fresh oil, fresh anointing in the name of Jesus. Fresh oil, O God. We pray for fresh anointing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, fresh oil. In the name of Jesus, fresh oil, fresh anointing. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we bless your name. Father, we give you honor, we give you glory. Hallelujah. We magnify your name, O God. You are worthy of praise. You are worthy of glory. You are worthy of honor, O God. Father, we bless your name. We praise your name. We worship you, O God, in the beauty of your holiness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Spirit of the living God, we cannot do a service to you, Holy Ghost. We need you every second. We need you every minute. We need you every hour. Spirit of the living God, we love you. Spirit of the living God, we thank you. Spirit of the living God, by your name. Spirit of the living God, we praise you. We worship you. In the beauty of your holiness. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. We welcome you. Holy Spirit. We love you. Holy Spirit. We praise you. Holy Spirit, we worship you. Thank you, Spirit of the living God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Once again, we want to welcome each and every one of you this morning in the name of Jesus, the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Please turn your Bibles with me to the book of Mark, the name of Jesus, to the book of Mark, chapter 9. Mark, chapter 9, if you have it, hallelujah, turn your Bibles to the book of Mark, chapter 9.
Conference recording started.
Father, as I bring this word forth, let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. I hide behind the cross, all of you, O God, and none of me. Let your word come forth in the power and anointing of your Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Let me decrease. Let there be not me, but let Christ, the Spirit of Christ, take complete and absolute control in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, I submit, surrender my spirit, soul, and body to you in the name of Jesus. Mark 9. Hallelujah. And I'm going to go further. I think I want to read. I don't want to take too much time. So I'm going to go starting from verse. Jesus has just gone through the transfiguration with the three disciples out there in the beginning of the book of Mark. And now they have come down from with it. And as they come down from the mountain, we're going to look at verse 10. Okay, and I'm not going to look at even verse 10. I'm going to, hallelujah, please. Okay, verse 14. And when he came, verse 14, I'm sorry. And when he came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about them, and the scribes questioning with them. And when he came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about them, and scribes questioning with them. And straightway all the people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed, and running to him, saluted him. And he asked the scribes, what question ye with them? And one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which have a dumb spirit, and whatsoever he teareth him, and he foameth and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And he spake to my disciples that they should cast him out. And I spake to the disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. And I spake to the disciples, but that they should cast him out, they could not. He answered and said, O faithless generation, how long will I be with you? How long will I suffer you and suffer you? Bring him unto me. O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. And he asked his father, Jesus asking the father, how long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, of a child. and of them it cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. On us, have compassion and help us. Jesus said unto him, if thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. And when Jesus saw the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thy dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more. I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried and rent sore and came out of him. And he was as one dead, insomuch that many said he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he had come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, why could not we cast him out? And he said unto them, this time kind come forth, I nothing but prayer and fasting. This kind come forth, this kind, come forth by nothing but by fasting and praying. Hallelujah. There are certain deliverances, and this deaf and dumb demonic spirit that have possessed this man since he was a child, as Jesus is saying, this deaf and dumb spirit, this kind, he is not everything comes by fasting and praying, but this particular kind, this kind comes by fasting and praying. You see, when you read the Bible, he is very specific. So, when we look again, we see that Jesus at one time sent the disciples out. And they went out, he gave them powers to cast out demons, heal the sick, and they went two at a time. I don't have time to go through the scriptures. And they came back and they were very excited, telling Jesus all that he had done. And I remember as I read that scripture, Jesus said that there should be more happy that a name is written in the book of life. Hallelujah. So what is the difference? So are you saying the disciples, they're not fasting, but Jesus said again that the disciples, as John the Baptist, disciples fast. But why Jesus' disciples are not fasting? Because Jesus said they cannot fast because he's with them. Amen? He is right with them. So when you look at these things, you have to look at the parallel. Okay. Now, when Jesus started his ministry, hallelujah, he did not start or do anything until the Holy Spirit came upon him. Remember, when the Holy Spirit came upon him in Matthew 3, he went into the desert. The Holy Spirit led him into the desert to fast and pray for 40 days, and that's the time the enemy came to tempt him. when he was finished fasting and praying. And of course, Jesus will always overcome the enemy. But when God tells us these stories, he wants attention. Now when we look at the book of Acts, the disciples, Jesus said to tarry in the upper room until they received the Holy Spirit. When they received the Holy Spirit, and they did receive, and then they went out preaching the word, signs, wonders, miracles followed them so much the church was growing rapidly in the book of Acts. Hallelujah. I mean, they raised the dead, they healed the sick so much. Even Peter's shadow, people got healed. Paul with the apron, the main handkerchief, and just laid it on. And it became, people were delivered. People were set free. Hallelujah. And of course, the disciples were diligent in prayers, in fasting, in coming. They were unified in oneness. What am I saying to you? What is the difference? What is the difference with this young man that just got healed? But the disciples could not do it. Hallelujah. First of all, Jesus had gone into the mountain. Hallelujah. If Jesus was there, when Jesus is right there, the disciples are not healing when he's right there. He is doing all the healing. The disciples are there to learn. The disciples are there to, the disciples mean learner, following after Jesus. They're watching him, he's teaching them. You don't see Jesus standing somewhere. Look in the Bible up and down in the New Testament and the disciples doing the healing. No. Jesus is the one that does everything. But Jesus is not with them. Now you talk about when he gave them power. This is temporarily. This is not, it's the power of the Holy Spirit. It's the anointing of the Holy Spirit. But it's temporary, but that purpose that he gave it to them. Because if it was on a longevity term, he wouldn't have told them to stay in the upper room. So this was, the anointing is for specific assignments. And you look in the Old Testament, it was for specific assignments, the anointing, and this was Jesus released that power for a specific, for them to do some specific things. So you see the difference. Now, why they could not do it, they had not received the power and the anointing. Yeah. Of the Holy Spirit. They had not been filled with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And because they had not been filled with the Holy Spirit, therefore, they could not do this. It's the Holy Spirit that needed, not only the Holy Spirit and prayers. Okay, we can say the disciples pray because Jesus always prayed. I don't know why people don't pray. Jesus, the Son of God, always prayed. He communicated with his Father every day. The Bible tells us in Mark 1:35, he woke up early in the morning and went up to pray. He sought his Father all the time. He was in relationship with his Father, communicating with his Father. He always was in communication with his Father. So when you fast and pray, when you fasting, let me tell you, there's a load that leaves off you. Your spirit is more in tune. when you're fasting and praying, hallelujah, and you're not distracted. You're fasting and praying, you have received the gift of the Holy Spirit. Are more sensitive, your spirit man is more alert. You are not bogged down with the heaviness of the world because your spirit now come into alignment with the Spirit of God because you are focused. Hallelujah. Completely focused. The fact when you're fasting and praying, you can hear more from God. When you fast and pray, you get more revelation from God. When you fast and pray, you get more empowered. You are focused. Hallelujah. When you fast and pray, fasting and pray, ministers, apostles, prophets, fasting and praying. Almighty God, the power of God as begin to, he releases so much into you. When you have time to pray and fast, fasting and praying is so vital and so important. I'm not talking about the fasting and praying that people do. Don't watch television. Don't eat a meal. No. I'm not even talking about the fast. That's why the Lord told me to stop the fast that we were doing. Because the Lord said they are not, we're doing 40 days. He said, stop. The focus is not there. Yes, it's a form of godliness that we bring and fast. We're coming on the line, all of us, but we are not focused. And these types, when you're not focused, things do not happen. Amen. Because you are not connected to the throne room. You're not connected. You see, you got to be focused. If I'm here preaching to you and I'm doing 10,000 things in my, watching TV, doing this, doing that, I'm not focused. The anointing will not flow. It will not flow. It will be a form of godliness, denying the power within. So, therefore, for me to come and minister to you, I have to be focused. My mind has to be focused. Hallelujah. I can't be doing 10,000 things. And then come. You see, we don't even reference God. We don't reference God. Right now, even if Jesus will then open the eyes of even the people on the radio, the people on the prayer line, tell you right now, there's not 100% focus. People are not saying, oh, because suppose I have to work. I have to do it. Yes, I understand all of that. You have to work. You have to put food on your table. Yes, I understand all of that, but the Almighty God, if he don't give you the help and the thing to work, well, how can you work? We not focused. That's why the anointing, and then sometimes we expect for the prophet and the apostle to prophesy and do so much, but we become endurances because then we are. The anointing flow with unity, with oneness, everything. Holy Spirit, we come into unity, we come into oneness. You, if you on the prayer line, you're doing 10,000 things. And there's nothing wrong to be in a listening mode. Yeah. But be focused on, don't be distracted. Don't be talking to you at your job, you're talking, you're disturbing. How do you expect for the oil to flow? Then people blame the apostle, they blame the pastor, they blame the prophet. I can't, they put blame on everything, but we're not looking at ourselves. It's just like I'm going to church and I'm sitting there, the preacher preaching, I'm on my phone texting, doing this, doing that. How will I receive? In fact, first of all, I don't even reference God. If I go to church and texting on my phone or wrecking my shopping list or doing this, I cannot receive because my mind is not fixed. I don't, you see, it takes the mindset. That our minds must be focused. If we want things to be done, if we want miracles, we want breakthrough, we want our fasting to be effective, we have to come into the mindset, keep focused. It's just like little children, they're not focused, they're doing different things at one time. No, we must keep our mind focused. He says, the Bible says, I would keep you in perfect peace. We don't have perfect peace. Whose mind stayed on him? Our minds are stayed on him. So how can we have the perfect peace? We blame everybody but ourselves. We do not look in the mirror and look at ourselves. Hallelujah. That's when the disciples asked Jesus, why we just couldn't do it? Jesus said, this type need fasting and prayer. Who is Jesus? Jesus is an intercessor. Jesus is an anointed one. Jesus is the Son of God. Demons tremble at the name of Jesus. Demons bow at the name of Jesus. How dare they resist the Spirit of Almighty God? But as we walk into the fullness, the Spirit of Almighty God, walk in unity, oneness, in the love of God, yearning and desire to see people set free, to see people delivered. Take it time to truly fast and pray. We talk about the all-time fasting and pray. You go 3 days dry fast. That's all. Keep fasting and praying like Esther and Amir. 3 days save a nation. Hallelujah. Following the instruction, Daniel went on a 21 days fast with only nuts and stuff. Hallelujah. That means it wasn't cholesterol. It wasn't just 21 days just eating that fruit, the nuts and the fruits and all those things. And whether it was purifying, the flesh would stop us from really communicating with God. So the flesh has to be purified. The flesh has to come into subjection to the Spirit of God. But for the flesh to come into subjection, the mind got to come into subjection. The mind, we got to allow the Spirit of Almighty God, the Holy Spirit, to take over our mind. Let this mind of Christ be in us. Hallelujah. When the Spirit takes over our mind, dead things begin to happen. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. My brothers and sisters, we want to get close to God, but we do not want to sacrifice. We want to get close to God, pray for nations, pray for Liberia, pray for America, pray for this and that. What is the will of God? Have you fasted to find out what is God's will concerning these nations? Is it only for an apostle and a prophet? No. What is God? We are all ministers. Have you gone? Have you sought the face of God? Have you asked God, Lord, let me know what is your will? And even if it doesn't, are you fasting and praying according to the will of God? Or are we fasting and praying because I want Mrs. Brown to be president? I want Mr. Brown to be senator. Who are you to pick who you want? It's not what you want. It is what God wants. Hallelujah. So when we pray and fast, we pray the will of God. Not our will, the will of God. When we pray according to how God shift where you are so distracted. You're not focused. You can't pray. You can't fast. You're thinking about everything in the world. My brothers and sisters, in this world. Like Jesus said, this kind come only by fasting and praying. Only by fasting and praying. Jesus is saying, only. This is a deaf and a dumb spirit. And he said, and this is one man. And he said, only by fasting and praying. Then we're praying for nations, and we're not into deep fasting and praying. Do you know how many demonic forces and territorial demons in those nations? And you just want to pray without sincerely going on a 3 days dry fast or praying from 6 to 6 o'clock started fast, breaking at 6, praying through the fast, not being distracted. Even if you take one day of your job, one day, and say, this is my day off, and my day will be specifically for, and you take that day and you spend time with God, spend time in the Word, but that is quality time. You will get more results than each, we do it 6 and we stop at 3. And then in between, we at work, we're doing this, we're doing that. It's better. And so it's not effective as it should be. And we at work, we don't take time to read the Bible. We don't take time to read the scripture. We don't take time to spend time with God or anything. And then we want these results. The world is in a chaos. Families in chaos, children in chaos, everything is here. Why? For us to really, really hit the throne room of God, my brothers and sisters. Even if it's one day, one full day, 24 hours, even if it's one full day, 24 hours fast or 12 hours fast, that we will remain focused and read the Bible and pray throughout the time that we're fasting and praying, and we can take that one, okay, you've been there through the week, but take that one day and say, Lord, I'm fasting for my child. To be serious about it, or I'm fasting for this nation. One day, focus completely on what you're fasting for. My child has been given to, I'm taking one day to fast for my son. One day, and keep my scriptures in a, read my scripture, spend time with God. Lord, set my child free, break of the enemy, and I'll focus for that one day for those 12 hours. I will have great results, more than 6 to 3 or 40 days. Father, we thank you and we bless you. Praise you, we worship you. And we glorify your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, and thine is thy kingdom, thy power and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Jesus' name, amen.